As it befell upon one time, about midsummer of the year, every man was taxed of his crime for stealing the good Lord Bishop's mare. The good Lord Screw, he saddled a horse and rid after this same crime. Before he did get over the moss, there was he aware of Sir Hugh of the Grime. Turn, O turn, thou false traitor, turn and yield thyself unto me. Thou hast stolen the Lord Bishop's mare, and now thou thinkest a way to flee. No, soft Lord Screw, that may not be. Here is a broadsword by my side, and if thou canst conquer me, the victory will soon be tried. I ne'er was afraid of a traitor bold, although thy name be Hugh in the Grime. I'll make thee repent thy speeches foul, if day and life but give me time. Then do thy worst, thou good Lord Screw, and deal your blows as fast as you can. It will be tried between you and me, which of us two shall be the best man. Thus as they dealt in blows so free, and both so bloody at that time, over the moss 10 yeomen they see come for to take Sir Hugh in the Grime. Sir Hugh set his back against a tree, and then the men encompassed him round. His mickle sword from his hand did flee, and then they brought Sir Hugh to the ground. Sir Hugh of the Grime now taken is, and brought back to Garland Town. The good wives all in Garland Town, Sir Hugh in the Grime thou'st ne'er gang down. The good Lord Bishop is come to the town, and won the benches set so high, and every man was taxed to his crime, at length called Sir Hugh in the Grime. Here am I, thou false bishop, thy humours all to fulfil. I do not think my fact so great, but thou mayst put it into thy own will. The quest of jewelry men was called, the best that was in Garland Town. 11 of them spoke all in a breast, Sir Hugh in the Grime thou'st ne'er gang down. Then other questy men was called, the best that was in Roomery. 12 of them spake all in a breast, Sir Hugh in the Grime thou'st now guilty. Then came down my good Lord Bowles, falling down upon his knee. 500 pieces of gold would I give to grant Sir Hugh in the Grime to me. Peace, peace, my good Lord Bowles, and of your speeches set him by. If there be crimes all of a name, then by my honour they all should die. Then came down my good Lady Ward, falling down upon her knee. 500 measures of gold I'll give to grant Sir Hugh of the Grime to me. Peace, peace, my good Lady Ward, none of your proffers shall him buy, for if there be 12 grimes all of a name, by my one honour they all should die. Sir Hugh of the Grimes condemned to die, and of his friends he did not lack. 14 foot he leaped in his ward, his hands bound fast unto his back. Then he looked over his left shoulder to see whom he could see or spy. There was he aware of his father dear, came tearing his hair most pitifully. Peace, peace, my father dear, and of your speeches set them by. Though they have bereaved me my life, they cannot bereave me of heaven so high. He looked over his right shoulder to see whom he could see or spy. There was he aware of his mother dear, came tearing her hair most pitifully. Pray have me remembered to Peggy my wife, as she and I did walk the moor. She was the causer of my life, and with the old bishop she played the whore. Here, Johnny Armstrong, take thou my sword, that is made of metal so fine, and when thou comest to the border side, remember the death of Sir Hugh of the Grime.